T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, this is what we've been doing all show long, live from Chennai Irish Pub. Actually, the festivities have not really kicked off here, but it sure is a fun spot to be in. How long has Chennai been here? Gosh, it's got to be almost.
Well, they're celebrating 20 years,
18?
Right?
20, is it 20 years that they've actually been in this location? I know they got a Northern Virginia location, too. I came here opening weekend when this location in Shaco Slip got started. Boy, it was packed with people. And it really is one of the neatest, best-themed restaurants in all of Richmond, I got to tell you. You will feel like, if you have not been to Ireland, you've not been to some of the little small pubs and towns across the Emerald Isle, you'll feel like you've stepped into that world if you come here to Chennai Irish Pub. And it's kind of embarrassing. I was talking about this when we first went on the air, but I might as well mention it again. Some of the folks, I've actually been here in Shaco Slip at like the tobacco company or something, and they said, oh, why don't you go down to Sine? And I'm like, it's not Sine, it's not Sine, it's Chennai. If you say it like somebody from Ireland would, which translates to this is it. So, you know, if you were out herding your sheep during the day or you were building a rock wall across your property and at the end of the day you went into town, you would say Chennai and you'd find a fantastic little pub like this. Now, I spent a week with a rental car in Ireland once. I'd had business over in London and then I planned it so that it would be perfect to spend a week in Ireland. And I had the best time, and I rented a car so that I could go see some things that aren't normally on the tour. I mean, went from one side of the island to the next, the Giant's Causeway, which is really a very interesting, it's volcanic rock, but it's in perfect cubes. So when you go to see it, it's just a very unique geological formation on the western side of Ireland. And one of the things that I wanted to see, because I'm a sucker for this type of stuff, is I've got to see where St. Patrick is buried. And so I found on the map this cathedral where supposedly the remains of St. Patrick are interred and have been for centuries. So I get in the car and I'm driving around. I don't have a GPS. You know, it's an island and it's not, and they're little towns, not even little cities, little towns that are, you know, 30 or 40 miles. Then you get to the next town. In the meantime, you've got cows walking in the road and sheep that come in the road. And the guy that I was with said, well, you know, we're lost. Why don't you use the cell phone so that we can use the GPS on the cell phone since you don't have a real GPS? And I said, I think that's data. I mean, we are lost, but surely I can find my way. Well, finally, after about an hour, I was clearly lost, wasn't going to find my way towards a cathedral or anything else. So I cut on the cell phone, and for the next 90 minutes, it downloaded maps, got me to the place where St. Patrick is buried. We got to see his grave and the St. Patrick's stone with the Celtic cross on it and everything. Really very meaningful to me as a Christian to try to see these sites where the saints are buried. I've appreciated that over the years, being able to do it. But to see St. Patrick, his tomb, and knowing that my great-grandfather came to the United States from Ireland, was just very special. So the trip ends. We go to Dublin and you know, we had just been all over Ireland. And the second that I landed back in the United States, I get this big notice from my cell phone company saying, please call immediately. Your service has been suspended. And I thought, what the heck has happened? I can't be that bad. You know what my bill was for that driving around the island of Ireland. It was $1,200 the moment I landed at the
Holy
airport.
Holy crap!
Oh, it was awful. I'm telling you. I had this, you know, it had been a wonderful trip. And you know the reason I took the trip? I forgot this part. I found a deal, so it was like $4.99 a person to fly from London over to Ireland, and that included, you know, the hotel stays and the rental car. So I thought, oh, well, you know what? You get a chance to go to Ireland for $499. You certainly should do that so you have the experience, especially the – so this cheap trip suddenly turned into like one of the most, and it was only a long weekend, like a 3.5 day adventure, $1,200 when I got back. So whenever, I hate to say it, whenever I think of St. Patrick on St. Patrick's Day, it's like I took a beating, and I always think about that cell phone bill. They reduced it a little bit, but not enough. So you don't have to spend, what would that be, $1,500, $1,600 to go to Ireland to experience St. Patrick's Day this weekend. You can stay right here in Richmond. The big St. Patrick's Day festival here at Shanae Irish Pub is tomorrow, I think starting about 10 o'clock in the morning and running into the afternoon. That'll be great. Then, of course, there's Shamrock the Block on the Boulevard. That's the 15th year for that festival, which Alonzo and I went to last year, and we had a pretty good time. Lots of people out, lots of our sister stations from the different radio stations here at Intercom, all gathered together at this one big event. And then Shamrock and Roll at River City Roll. So that's, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. And you can get information on that at rivercityroll.com. And then the Blarney Bash at the 17th Street Marketplace is also taking place tomorrow. So lots of stuff happening. I encourage you to come by Shanae, and you know, you don't have to have a green beer. You can have green soda water if you're going to, you know, be good this weekend. Either way, it's going to be a fantastic weekend here in the city of Richmond.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.